Come on, Whitney. Come sing with me, honey. Get the coke off your nose. Come on. Honey. Fine, just leave it there. It's gonna start. Come on. Clock strikes upon the hour, and my pain begins turd fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my whiteness away. I've done all right up till now. It's the light that shows Cheryl how. And when the tan fades, the tanning bed cools. Oh, wanna tan with somebody. Wanna feel a cancer with somebody.
Thank you for holding.
Yes, wanna tan with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody who loves lamps. Ooh, wanna tan with somebody.
Thank you for holding.
I wanna feel a cancer with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanna tan with somebody.
You're welcome.
With somebody who loves lamps.
That's good.
I've been prolapsed and lost my color, lapsing through the town.
Hey!
Sooner or later, the tan ends, and I wind up feeling downs. I need a bed that'll burn me good. Skin that's dry enough to cry.
One moment.
So when the tan fades,
hold on, I'm playing your tan song. Your tancer song. Your tans.
I want to tan with somebody.
Yeah, we just played it. Now, hold
somebody
on.
Somebody who laughs is me.
Hold on, AIDS.
Somebody who.
I'm just going to call you AIDS instead of NAIDS. Is that okay?
Excuse AIDS. Me?
AIDS.
Ooh, is that the Fonz? I mean, what do you call them?
Reagan. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm. Fonzades.
Thank you for holding.
Just remember, the homosexual has only one testicle.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
All right, all right. We know that your vagina is dirty, Cheryl.
Honey, I have the worst gas once again. I've had some dairy. And it smells like eggs real bad.
Oh, my
bad.
God. I have a piece of pizza right in front of me that I'm about to eat. I should get Andy on so that he can be disgusting. Or should I wait? Uh-huh.
You should also call him. Mm-hmm. He's real nice.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Prep?
No. Wow. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I got my kitchen cleaned, not metaphorically, literally, and I was playing for my friend. I played your Cheryl Tanning song, and I played the prank phone call to 700 Club.
Did they like it?
Mm-hmm.
Did they say, "Well, I'm going to tell them about
things"? Oh no, we're not allowed to talk about her. I found out.
Sorry.
I have to edit that out.
But
I did record the true story. He did tell me the true story of the duty stripe. I got the whole correct story of the man with the duty stripe that he had over to his house and made a duty stripe on his white sheets. Remember the pooping sheet story? I have it all. I'll insert it in this show.
Right.
I will. It's the pooping sheet story. It's good.
Right. So
and then you'll hear him. I know. Then you'll hear
our phone call to the blankety blank. And,
oh, yeah. Did you like
I
that?
I thought that was very good with mm-hmm. the cauliflowers and the broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
That made me laugh hearing you giggle in the background.
Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cool Andy.
Yeah,
he's eating.
Wow, that's unusual. Oh, wait till you hear. We interviewed him yesterday on with Rachel, and we asked him for a typical day in the life of Andy Melton. It was so funny because it's all eating.
Is it also worse? And you heard
oh, wait,
that
Griselda's there, too. Andy didn't
listen,
come on.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For real?
Hey, this is the best story, so we have to get him on.
I'm trying, but it's not working. It says user not online. Fandy. I mean, he's green, but it says user not online. And Griselda is not working.
I'll text him, Nate.
Hmm.
Thank you.
No, because he has one of those retarded things. He has one of those fat people phones, so he doesn't have to get up for the computer. What is going on here? It says ringing. Do you hear any ringing? I can't just wait for this pizza. Oh, my God. Hurry, fatso. Oops. It says user not online. Is there something wrong with my Skype?
Probably. I just messaged him. I'm going to go pee. Is that all right?
Probably. As long as you hold the phone.
What do you mean? You said I hold my lips.
How are your lips today?
Well, my God, honey. I can't even begin to tell you what happened today.
Why? What's that noise? That doesn't sound like a normal urine.
What does it sound like? Not urine.
Sounds like a man peeing.
Hey, no.
Is that because of the layups?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a funnel.
I don't want an answering machine. Do not give me an answering machine.
Makes a funnel.
God damn it. It's going to be the fucking answering machine, isn't it?
Hello, this is...
Mm-hmm.
Fucking fuck. Fandy, I'm eating pizza right now. It's so good.
I hate you.
It's from the pizza place. Ah, listen. It's like delicious. It's pepperoni, thin crust. This delicious layer of kind of a yellowish orange grease.
Is Andy on?
It's so good, Andy. Yeah, he's here.
Ooh. Hello, baby.
Andy, why did...
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
What's going on over there? What's going on with...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I heard a chair squeak.
Who'll do what?
Cheryl, yesterday we heard this noise like this. And I go, Andy, what was that? He goes, nothing. I go, was that your fat rubbing against the microphone? He said, yes. He hung up. Cheryl, why did he hang up? Were you not supposed to talk about his...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's just he went away. Seriously. It was so funny, though, because his fat rubbed up against the microphone, and it really was his fat. What's going on, Rilch?
I have no idea, but I can't tell you. I don't know. Am I not supposed to say something? I'm very confused.
Okay, well, tell us about...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I mean,
all
she has to do is say, don't talk about things. It's perfectly normal. What's that?
God, I'm on the... Here. You know what? Hold on.
What?
Can I call you? You know what? I'm recording my show, and you're welcome to be on it. Can you, do you mind if I call you on Skype?
No, that's cool.
Okay, but you're going to be in the show then.
Who's that?
Oh, call me on Skype?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Do you want to have that?
Somebody we won't.
I don't think I have that. I just have a...
But
yeah, I don't have that.
You have a microphone, though.
Yeah, I have a microphone.
So maybe it should work.
We don't have time for this.
Yes, we do, Cheryl. Shut up. I wasn't talking to you. Chris, let me try it right now. See if it works.
Who?
What?
Who are you talking to?
He's a new friend for you, Cheryl. We were just talking about...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh.
Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. It works. So I'm hanging up on the cell phone then.
Okay.
Now let me find this thing called Cheryl. Hold on. Jesus Christ, I hung up on her by mistake. Hang on. Oh, no, that is Cheryl. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Hold on, Cheryl. Hold on. Cheryl? I'll call you right back. Okay, hold on. I'm calling Cheryl.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. All right, I'm just adding her.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
All right.
Hold on. Cheryl, this is our new friend. His name is Chris, and I played for him the recording of you calling the gonorrhea hotline.
Oh, hello, honey.
Hi, Cheryl. That was a great recording.
Thank you, baby. That's very sweet. Are you fat?
He's not fat. He's actually an RL person, Cheryl. I actually know him, and I don't hang out with fat people.
I hate
a minute. Wait. Are you trying to get AIDS?
No.
Well, I'm just actually, I know the people Matt hangs out with.
Okay, you know who he is? He's the one who has the friend that called his bunny the N-word.
Yes. And I think I have been trying to get AIDS this week.
Uh-oh.
You mean by cleaning Matt's apartment?
No, you're getting it all mixed up. That's someone else.
What?
I have more than one friend. Chris isn't helping me clean my apartment.
He's got the boyfriend?
He's got the bunny that his boyfriend called the N-word, but it's not as, well, I don't know. I can't describe
it. My ex-boyfriend.
His ex-boyfriend.
Oh, because he's racist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a racist,
too. He's a racist, too.
Like Madge.
Shut up. I'm not racist, you fucking cunt.
Right.
Cheryl's
That's
Jewish,
why you
too.
Called me you said that I'm going to get a Negress bonnet.
I did not say that. I did not say you were going to get
and
a Negress.
And you called me N-word Ferguson. You did.
Shut up. I did
but
not.
But I ain't calling you out.
No. I did not say you're going to get a Negress bonnet for your chemotherapy. Cheryl has to go through chemo because she has ovary removals.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, she had it.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me.
She is accepting gifts, though.
Now, honey.
I just went to this Horizon Cafe. Chris, have you heard of this place? Do you know this place, the Horizon Cafe?
Where is it?
Yeah, it's that horrible diner in Broadway. Don't worry, Cheryl. This is relevant to you in a minute. On Broadway, in between Sheridan and that windy part of the street across from that.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah.
Well, it fucking every time I go there, it smells like urinal cakes.
I wasn't there that day.
Is there some like really neurotic kind of guy working the front all the time? He's like.
He's ugly.
He's balding.
Uh-huh, and he's ugly. Yeah, and ugly.
Okay, yeah, I've been there. And the food isn't that great.
It's horrible. And they use those frozen fries. Now, what did you want to ask Cheryl while I try and get Fandy on? Oh, my God, Andy Melton is on another call. Please try to call again later. What a fucking douche. Sorry, Chris.
Let me see if he said something back to me.
See, Cheryl was talking to Andy about his... And he hung up on
me. Listen.
What?
Now, Andy...
Hey, I just got a Valentine's Day card from Granny Titty. It said, I love you. It says, I love you like a lesbian loves the Constitution. Or at least a certain lesbian and or we're disturbingly hot for. What?
Is that a great tomato?
No, that's from Granny Titty. Remember her?
Honey.
So, Chris, did you go to your birthday party?
What another story for you, buddy. Oh. You're very busy with
your
new
ahead.
Friends.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell your story.
So earlier today, I wasn't engaged in, well, I had a...
Ass play.
Some eggs frozen. Oh, boy.
You had some eggs frozen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, well, I was manually stimulating my ovary to extract these eggs. I had an accident.
What sort of accident?
Well, I pooped my panty on purpose, but I peed myself by accident, and I wasn't in an awkward position, and I hurt myself. I stepped on my lips, and it started bleeding all over the counter, and I was too embarrassed to ask them for help. Honey.
Your stories all have this certain commonality that I can't quite put my finger on.
Blood and poop.
Yeah, and pooping yourself. and then enjoying it.
I did not enjoy it this time because I had to go in the hospital setting, and it was very embarrassing.
The what just setting? Stool softening?
Maybe that's why it was so messy. I've been taking a softener, a Dukalex, and
so I'm more concerned about your lips. What did they do to take care of your lips?
What do you mean?
You stepped on, didn't you say you stepped on your lips?
Yes, well, I was stimulating myself. And all of a sudden, because I had to pull the eggs out and get them in this cup, and all of a sudden, I knew that I was going to pull the egg out, and I had to get it in the cup, and I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And then I hurt myself.
But Cheryl, usually when I've read about...
Listen.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
That was it. Usually when I've heard about these egg transplants...
You know what? Don't judge.
No, but usually they have... other people do it. Usually you don't have to remove your own eggs from your own ovaries.
Well, this was a cheap doctor. Just like... Okay.
So it's like a do-it-yourself car wash where you just take the, for like $5 you do it yourself?
Basically, I got a discount of $20. I'm hurting for the cash needs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you need more donations?
Obviously. Christ.
Did you get my check yet?
No, Mary.
Let me check Citibank.
I think you pretended you sent it and I didn't get nothing.
No, talk to Chris for a second while I look it up on the internet.
Right.
Cheryl, did you see Joaquin Phoenix on David Letterman? Wasn't that fantastic?
Why would it happen?
Joaquin Phoenix looked like he was coming off a serious coke bender, and he kind of looked like the Unabomber, and he was wearing 80s sunglasses. He wouldn't take them off the whole interview, and he was very taciturn and grumpy, and he started getting paranoid. It was the creepiest interview I've ever seen on television.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty goozy.
I assume it's on the...
it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's also on Huffington's Post.
Yeah, and there's links where they juxtapose the interview with Joaquin to an infamous interview with Farrah Fawcett from a few years ago.
I remember the Farrah one. She was a mess. Do you remember Jessica Savage? Did you ever see the Jessica Savage story?
No.
She was this ABC News anchor who she died, but she was wigging out on alcohol and she had a complete drugged out mess on the CBS Evening News or something or ABC.
Is that Vera? And her friend Auntie Vera.
Right. But Jessica Savage stole her career. Cheryl, I see the check. It says it's out there. It gives us a check number. It says it's open, so it's coming.
Okay.
But according to the...
I'm coming out. I'm collapsed.
Are you on drugs again, Cheryl? What did you take?
Obviously. It's almost time for bed. Come on.
Chris, Cheryl is not a member of Sutton Anon.
No.
She doesn't.
Either are you, Mary.
Sutton Anon.
Well, if that means you can't take these pills, then you're not a member either, Mary. Come on.
My pills are prescribed for me. I need them.
So are mine. Come on.
Yeah, but you're still... That doesn't mean you're not...
retarded.
No, I mean, you can
I'm still...
I'm
still not a member of your no and
right.
no one.
Right.
That's right, cause I ain't
you
got
still
no
eat
bottle.
Seattle Sutton's camp.
I just prolapsed. And I may be addicted to pooping my panty, but they don't have, let me see, what would it be called? TPA meeting. Papa, they don't go with that. Pooping Panty Anonymous? Nope. Or would it be Panty Pooping Compulsion Anonymous?
PPCA, yeah, that's it.
You think? PPCA? I went to that meeting last week. It was a mess.
What happened?
Depends.
I know it's anonymous, and you're supposed to leave what goes on there, stay there. But what happened? Can you tell us a story at PPA?
Well, I'm scored. I was I was smelling the morgue in the lobby, and my pork about three blocks away. And, I'm sorry, I'm very emotional. Let's just say that before going into the meeting, I pooped my panty, which were in plastic pants, And so I walked in, and the sound, you know, the sound of a plastic bag, like you get, you know, a cheap plastic bag. It made that sound whenever I walked. I'm like, you know, let me get the bag, hold on.
Wait a second, you were wearing panties, and outside the panties was a plastic bag, and then your pants? Why?
Like that.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you just wear the... Why?
Because, honey, I need to contend. Because I wasn't supposed to be pooping my panty. Remember this? The meeting to stop doing that?
Oh.
Now, the point is, so I walked into the meeting. Everyone knew I pooped my panty. Not only could they smell it, but they heard the rustling of the plastic. They knew I was trying to conceal it. And I'm sitting next to this obese queen who looks like a drag queen, and I know she ain't. She's just a messy cranny. And she turns to me and says, oh, hey, honey, how are you? I said, so what you got? How much clean time you got? And I said, well, let me see. And I smell my panty. And she said, mm-hmm, 5 minutes. And I said, 3, honey.
3 days?
3 minutes.
She were lying.
And then I said, oh, wait, 0 minutes. I just pooped again. So I'm even resentful, and I go on a 2-hour clean chip at the end.
Oh, they gave you a chip?
Yes. I feel very accomplished.
That's real good.
Sometimes I cry uncontrollably for no reason, but at least I'm clean for today, and progress, not perfection.
Chris, do you have any words of encouragement for Cheryl trying to go, get clean time for his pooping panties?
It's very special clean time. I don't know, you could stop eating.
What? No.
Start taking a lot of crystal meth and stop eating.
But and you'll
never poop again.
Do you, people not shit when they're taking the crystals?
Not very much, no.
Huh.
Well, if you're not
know.
Eating.
You know that from experience, Nate?
No.
Right. Now, do you know prep?
Prep, yes, I know prep.
Okay, now, first of all, she's ugly now.
What?
No comment, okay. And then second of all, she should be banned. True? You don't need to answer that, I'll answer it myself, she should. Now, did you hear the questions I asked her?
I have heard of prep through the grapevine, but I don't know who you're talking about.
Right, her name's Sen.
Don't, Cheryl. I didn't want to have to edit this.
Honey.
Wait, did you just post another fat movie, True Life, I Can't Stay Thin?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cheryl has a secret fat site. It's fat. Oh, oops.
I know I was supposed to look at that.
Wait a minute. Did you really just say that?
Yeah. Did you really just say the name of prep?
Well, you better edit both out.
Thank you. Then don't fuck with me. You know I'm not a good editor. Fucking bitch.
Seriously, are you going to edit that out?
You know, of course I am. But you know, when you do shit like that, it just means the show's going to be 2 days late. Because, you know, it takes me a long time to do
anything.
Well,
you're the one who said at the beginning of the show, you motherfucker, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with my livelihood.
Is it? Can someone text me that?
Listen.
It's just...
Well, I'm just going to change the website then.
I've got it. Cool.
No, I'll edit it out. Don't worry.
Listen, I'm got cancer, and it hurts, and I don't appreciate you messing with me, and I mean, it would be real fun to have my whole website taken down while I'm, you know, sitting in the hospital and getting the chemo and pooping my panty. But I'm not
when are you starting your chemotherapy?
Next week, Nate.
What day?
Let's just say it starts with an M. Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any days that start with N.
You know what? You keep leaping to the N word. And I'm not approve.
Cheryl, Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
That's horrible. Are you still going to be able to do shows? Because that's all that matters to me.
You mean your program?
Yeah, yeah.
Crawley. Listen.
What?
What happened to Andy?
He's obese. I don't know. He still says he's on the phone. He's fucking with me. Every time I try to call him, it says, Andy Melton is on another call. Please try to call again later. He's mad because you talked about I think.
Like anyone would ever know.
He's real sensitive. We couldn't even show his mother's shower curtain.
Pocket picture, that's right.
Andy.
Well, don't worry. Don't worry about it. Perfectly normal. He'll be there forever.
Pocket fanny.
That's why he's worried, because he knows he'll live in that house and be housebound for years.
Is it common, you guys think, for real obese people to get aneurysms, or is it more, likely?
My friend Quenna died of an aneurysm, and she was obese.
Yeah. She liked Meltaways, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. We used to have mint Meltaway cake together. And years ago, we used to take Xanax together. We had a code. It was, we would say, we're going to take a bath.
Oh, that's your Xanax friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl?
That's messy.
Cheryl?
That's very messy, honey.
Cheryl?
What?
Cheryl, how come you're so ugly? Why are you so fucking ugly?
Well, it's probably the tanning. And it's probably these layups.
Do we need to call anyone? Do you have any phone numbers?
No, honey.
What?
Honey.
What?
Well, I have a very young niece, and she's just learning how to talk now. Do you know what word I taught her?
Hold on, Andy's calling. Just a sex cunt. One moment. Hold on, Andy. Why can't I call you? It's not letting me call you.
Computer issues.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Hey,
we have Andy Melton on the line. Chris, meet Andy. Andy is morbidly obese.
Chris who? Hello, Chris.
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Andy.
Hi.
I'm a friend. He's very
You're
good.
You're what?
He's very good looking, Andy. You'd love him, and he loves chubs.
I'm very fat friendly.
Oh, really? Are you on the Facebook? Or the MySpace?
I'm not on the Facebook, no.
Andy, could you please turn down your microphone a little? You're so loud and fat on the phone.
One moment. Is that any better?
Cheryl, will you get me some good... I need pics of Andy to show Chris real quick.
Ask Andy, I'm sure he'll show you. Now, Andy.
He'll give me flattering ones.
Andy, I was talking about, I was teaching my niece a new word. I was saying layups the other day, and all of a sudden she said layups, just like I did. L-Y-U-P-S, layups.
Well, you got to start somewhere. Andy, why are there all these pictures?
The next word,
what is this sandwich?
The next one is layups.
Chicken quesadillas are on Andy's Flickr, and all these Andy, how many pictures do you have to take of these fucking quesadillas? Now, what's the story with you?
That is private information.
Well,
man.
Cheryl told me. How would I know?
Listen.
And if it's private, why do you tell Cheryl?
No, why do you tell Cheryl and you don't say this is private? And like anyone cares, good Christ.
Yeah, who cares? Besides me.
Yes.
Can you talk about...
Again.
Okay, here's the good... This is the infamous purple fatty picture. Hey, don't worry. He likes it, Andy. He likes the chubsies. Chubsy wumpsies.
He's they're, not chubby.
There, Chris, I send it to you.
Okay.
Andy.
Yes, sir.
Andy, are you a chub?
No, I'm not. Did you just now figure that out? Did you just now figure out the terminology?
Did you hear me there? What's a chubby?
Chris, did you click the link?
I did. It's not opening. I'm,
Ow.
Too large.
Because I'm not sure if he's your type or not. Is he your type? Is he not big enough?
I normally like bedridden, but
well, that's,
I don't know.
That's doable, isn't it, Andy?
He's getting there.
Andy,
do you have bed sores?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
I'm
well.
Getting you some photos.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh.
Andy, it says download the largest size. Do I want to do that?
No.
Yes.
I want to do that thing.
Andy, are you looking at 15?
Is that his Halloween costume, babe? No, babe.
What?
Remember Rachel? No, babe. These are pretty pictures, Andades. Too bad they're not interesting from the audience, because we're not showing you.
Are you trying to be nice to her now?
Is Andy, who's this zestfully clean person? Oh, my God, he has the same haircut as you. Does everybody have that haircut?
Jesus. And no, those are friends only. So no sharing.
Don't mess with her. She's, look at all.
You can tell Andy's all hot and bothered for Chris now, so she's getting all testy. Sorry, Sharon. No offense. Andy, what are you doing?
I'm sitting here.
You're sitting there.
What do you say? Uh-huh. Did you send Chris more pictures?
Well, yes, I did.
The one you sent me, I couldn't open because I need permission to open it.
That's right.
It says the phone is private.
Right.
Listen,
sent him the pocket photo.
I did.
No, wait, I'm trying another link. I think that Madge sent me one. It didn't work. I'm trying Andy's now.
That's because Madge is stupid. You have to right-click on the photo and send the link to the JPEG. Hello?
Andy, do you like hip-hop?
What kind of hip-hop? I mean, like, name
Black.
Some people.
I don't
Black.
Know. You've got a hat with your, you know, the name on it all, like, graffiti style.
Oh. That's an old hat.
He lives in Tennessee. He don't like none of that.
Andy, you're very handsome.
Thank you, Chris. Can I see some photos of you?
I don't have photos of me.
Right. That's what ugly people say. Even Andy Melton has a photo. But yet you don't, right?
I don't think Andy needs to see any of your face pics. I think he wants to see the whole business.
No, I want to see face pics, and I'm not interested in them sexually yet.
Right.
I want to see.
Right.
Photos I have are inappropriate.
What?
I only have inappropriate photos.
Oh, okay. We'll take those.
And that ain't true either. You're a lawyer.
Do you guys want to see my bunny that my ex called the N-word?
Yes.
If you have a photo of your fucking bunny and you did it yourself, then
I just found a picture of me and my bunny that we took around Christmas, so.
Cheryl. I mean, Andy, what was that noise you just made on your microphone? I just heard
what noise?
I just heard a noise.
Scats.
Like, this. What was that? It was like this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. Okay.
Can I, like...
Is Christopher in Minneapolis?
No.
St. Paul?
He's here in Chicago. He's a friend of mine. Oh, RL friend. Real life. Okay.
Because I'm looking on the Google.
Oh, be careful.
What's going on?
He's Googling you because he can see your name because you have the whole name on Skype. It's okay. He won't say it. I'll edit it out.
Here, Andy. I sent Andy a pic.
Yay.
What about me, you goddamn bitch?
You're on a cell phone.
Send you, cunt.
Yeah, how can he send you anything? You're on a cell phone because you're too lazy to use Skype.
Listen, what? I'm a very busy woman, as you know. You don't need to judge me.
Aww.
What is it, the bunny? I want to see the bunny.
Both of them are really cute.
Madge, I'm sending. Hold on.
Is it a Blyak?
What?
Is it a Blyak?
The bunny?
Yes.
He's snoring, laughing. But why are you choking its neck?
Because that's the only way I could hold him because his legs are like he'll kick really hard and he could break his legs.
Okay, you're going to be my new wallpaper.
Andy would have that for like a snack. I'm sorry to say.
No.
You did what?
She won.
Andy, you eat don't. What do you eat? You eat possums, don't you?
No.
Madge, you're going to have Cheryl, you're going to have Madge send you the pic because I don't have your contact info.
I will send it to you, Cheryl.
Contact info.
Thank you,
that is a cute picture. Look at that bunny.
Then it's my aim.
Okay. He's really cute.
He's so friendly.
I was talking about you.
Uh-oh. Andy finna sit on your face. Andy, could you sit on that?
I wouldn't sit on it. That's not right.
Because he would break it, and he don't like to break things, especially if he has to buy them. He ain't got the money.
Speaking of, I need a new chair.
What?
I need a new chair.
Are we going to have a fundraiser for your chair so you can be housebound?
Please.
Well, now Andy's all excited because he gets to be a housebound grower. So, Andy...
Medical marijuana?
No, he's going to be a grower, and you can be his feeder. I heard
Cheryl,
a squeak.
Cheryl. Okay, there you go.
What's that buzzing noise?
Madge, what do you take me for?
A chubby
that was
chase.
My cell phone.
Oh.
I have an ad out now on a website, and I'm getting responses.
But honey,
wait, what website?
Listen to
what website? What kind of website?
It's an online community.
Oh God,
where people play with their holes.
Oh my God,
Manhunt,
Manafoot,
no,
Manafoot,
XTube,
no,
you porn gay. XNXX.
No, I never heard that one.
No.
Red tube.
No, it's very basic grassroots stuff.
It's called AIDS tube.
Yeah.
it's
called Crades tube.
Crades tube.
Oh, I got those. Honey, you're very cute. You're going to remind me of the
bicycle
mark. You kind of look like her a little bit.
He could be my bicycle mark.
Yes.
Andy, I love it when you get excited, your voice becomes so feminine. Have you had your testosterone levels checked?
No.
He's probably got a lot of estrogen from the booze.
Because I have this friend, he's also a little fat. He said to me the other day, he said, Madge, guess what? My testosterone juices are low.
What's that mean?
It means your chair is squeaking really loudly. Are you going to be okay?
Well, I kind of like this picture. It's really cute. And
are you,
you know,
masturbating with a dildo?
No, I'm not.
Jesus, Andy.
Madge.
I'm getting hot flashes now.
Yes.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Killing myself. You?
I haven't thought about it.
I haven't thought about killing yourself.
Are you going to the bathhouse? You know, you could join Prep and Fausto Furnos there.
Stop naming names. Listen.
I'm going to a Sarah Converse party.
Can I get a
I didn't know. I've never heard of that. What's a Sarah conversion party? Is that a tranny?
You've never heard of a Sarah conversion party?
Can I go with you?
Are you serious?
He lives in Tennessee. He's housebound.
This is a very special day. This is the day you Sarah convert, and you go and you spend it with.
It's like a
15 others who are willing.
It's like a cotillion.
Willing to help you get there.
Like a cotillion.
It's a coming out of sorts. It's a coming out of craze.
Somebody keeps. Is anybody else getting this thing on Facebook from Gus about?
Yes,
my God, that fucking report.
The
he
hemorrhoid
does.
Report.
No, it's Gus, honey, but it's kind of annoying.
Oh my God! When this person was cleaning my house today, he found my hemorrhoid pads in the fridge. I was very embarrassed
because
I said, "Listen. This is the one I showed him the cabinet. I thought I had all the dildos and the vaginal stimulators in the one closet." And then he's like, we got to clean out your fridge. This is disgusting, Madge. You're a pig. Oh, you're gross. Oh, my God. Two pizza boxes. Oh, my God. How old are these sweet potatoes? Ew. And then you know what, Cheryl? He found a cast.
From Shishaldin? I mean,
no,
Griselda.
A cast. I broke my wrist in 2002. And I had
it was in your fridge.
It was in the Lazy Susan. He's like, ew. And he made me clean, like, he's like pulling out some of the shelves where the spices were in the closet. He says, Madge, clean this. And he hands me this thing. He's like, this is disgusting. How does this get here? It looked like termite shit. And I tried to scrub it, and like, I had it. There was a penny stuck on this thing with some sort of yellow brown. It was where I had the Vegemite that Xavier sent me a long time ago. You know, people send.
Oh, he sent me some too. I don't know what to do with it.
Eat it.
Throw it out.
So he finally said, "Look, Madge, just throw out the whole shelf. We can't clean that. You're disgusting." So I had to throw out a whole shelf.
That's what I said about Andy's shelf. You can't just throw that kind of shelf out.
Well, no, you have to have it surgically removed. You're talking about his ass shelf? Andy, can you describe your ass for Chris? He likes to hear that.
It looks like it's been hit with a shovel.
Was there a botched liposuction or what?
He can't afford that.
Hey, Andy, it's better than my bag of fish.
Yes.
The term hemorrhoid refers to the cushion of tissue filled with blood vessels at the junction of the rectum and anus. Roids are sometimes mistaken with perianal hematoma, even though they have different causes and treatments.
Ooh, hematomas are delicious.
What does JT want? No, he's fine.
Perfectly normal. I'm eating again.
What are you eating?
Jesus.
Oh.
Are they white cheddar Cheez-Its?
Oh, no, those smell like smegma.
Hello?
Hi,
Chris.
Andy's sending me. Andy's sending me love letters via Skype.
What is he saying?
He asked for my hand.
Sandy.
All right, I'm here. Hello, I can hear you now.
Hi. I saw you typing things to me, so I thought I'd just put you on the call.
What kind of gown should I wear to the Sarah conversion party?
Well, I think white, usually, unless you're planning to get fisted, in which
white
case you'd probably
party.
Want a red dress.
What? No, I want white because I want to see all the stains.
From the blue? How can you be sure you'll Sarah convert, though?
Wait, Matt, from the what?
Oh, God, I got to find it.
You say blue.
Clean blood. But how do you know that you're going to seroconvert? I mean, how do you
well,
reach
you just, through? You pray.
Oh, prayer. So there's a prayer session?
It's a spiritual sort of thing.
Okay, I get that. I'm down with that. yeah.
It's hip.
So you two are going to get it down. Are you going to, will you give your AIDS to Andy once you get it going on?
Only if he buys me a house.
He'll sit on you when he's big as a house.
You know, he does. I said he has no money. He can't even afford his internet.
All I can give you is my love and my ability to do the dishes and cook food.
And take pictures of septic tanks from inside because you're housebound.
If you give me my very own septic tank, I might do it.
I can do that.
Can you give him a picture of your septic tank being pumped? Oh, play that noise again you played yesterday.
Okay. Hold on.
This is so exciting. The septic tank.
Hold on.
I've never heard Andy this excited in my life. He's going to sleep for 3 days from exhausting all of his energy.
Hold on.
All that. That's Andy getting his septic tank pumped because he's shat so much. It sounds like a snuffleupagus. Are you sure? Andy, how long did it take to pump your tank?
About 40 minutes or so.
And then what did they say? Wow.
That's a lot of...
Honey, can I read you a review of the new movie?
Yeah.
Is JT still on the call?
He's not being very talkative.
It's called Club Mandem 1, Blue Collar Cheese Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Here we go. Glory Hole Hog, Tom Castro produced, directed, edited, and stars in Club Mandem 1, an intense, anonymous blowjob bit show that focuses on uncut corks. He doesn't merely suck dicks with foreskin. He relishes and savors the cheesy schlongs of working men. This ain't no pristine suck flick. Everything that comes in the lung with the extra flop of skin that covers the penis and is formulated here and it's explicit. Each and every one of the scenes features lots and lots of smegma, gooey, creamy, black cock of cock junk that clings to each penis like wet popcorn. Vagina ceremonially sniffs, licks, and eats the cheese before swallowing bone, which is no mean feat considering how large each of these men are. The anonymity of the dirty back room is sustained throughout the video, and we never see any of the faces of the man. We're only giving swatches of dirty denim, a bit of flannel, or a cropped view of a leather with a glory hole. The little we see indicates that these are some rough, hard-working boys. Some must be seriously physical work, because the amount of smegma on their corks is astounding. The first man wears green overalls. The echo made in voiceover, in which Castrera plays the sucker and sucky throughout, tells us that the guy's an auto mechanic. Mechanic man tweaks his nipples and pulls on his skirt to be pun. Listen, I can hear myself.
Just remember, the homosexual has only one testicle in the
scrotum. Bionic sterile.
If a boy has only one testicle in the scrotum, that one testicle will be able to produce sufficient amount of sperm cells.
Thank you for holding.
Please remember that his male sex hormones are not affected.
Thank you for holding.
Please remember. Mm-hmm. Just remember, the homosexual has only one testicle in the scrotum.
May I finish?
Yes.
I'm almost done.
Go ahead.
Castrera, with a trim beard and a baseball cap, appears in the frame and drops to his knees. Mechanic man slices enormous dong through the glory hole for him to worship. He pushes the cork to his nostrils and inhales. He then pulls back the foreskin and smears the dust of globs of smegma across the shaft. He swallows the mechanic man's meat. See, slow lines. Listen.
What?
You better stop it. Jeez, slides along the length of his clock and Castrania works a synotropy kaleidoscope effects and lots and lots of voiceover babble. Next, he services the man in tight jeans who has the entire city of Smegma living under his hood. Like dozens of maggots in a dumpster, this boy, jeez, excuse his shiny
bring
stick.
Bring this septic tank, please.
This is until he gulps it down his throat.
I enjoyed it almost as much as I enjoy Rachel Kahn discussing her herpes sores with her husband.
I would have loved the abbreviated version.
I like all the details, the details in there. I'm glad that you appreciated my pronunciation, though.
Yes, thank you for taking time to explain that entire thing to us.
Mm-hmm. It's my job to spread the gross bile. Now, Madge, are you going to order this video?
Yes, but Cheryl, Chris wants your screen name. You don't have one on Skype, do you? Because you don't use Skype.
I'm not on there right now, but it's Cheryl0069. Very old school.
Very appropriate.
I don't think it is that. I think you're lying.
Mm-hmm. What?
No.
Excuse me?
It's her
That's
description.
What it is.
No, it's Cheryl. Oh, you're right. It is. Oh, my God. Oh. Cheryl 0069. 25-year-old beautiful tan smoker. Call me Hunnays.
Yeah, I was just going to look it up.
206-666 Leops.
Leops, that's me.
Cheryl, do you have anyone we need to call? We haven't done any calls.
I want to talk to Chris more.
Talk then.
So, Chris. I'm when here. Are we going to go out on a date?
Why?
We're not.
Don't worry. It'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Please humor me.
He had the opportunity to meet an obese yellow man.
Please humor me, Chris. Please.
Yes, Andy, we can go out on a date.
Okay, tell me where we're going to go.
JT, I can't remember. Do you have, I always get you and someone else mixed up. Do you have the 8-inch penis or the 8.5-inch penis?
8.
Okay. Go ahead, Andy.
Madge, are you single again?
I'm sad again.
I have been single, you stupid fucking cunt. What the fuck's your problem?
I just thought I'd rub it in.
Hey, Cheryl, I need an ovary. Do you have an extra ovary I could borrow?
Nope, I only got one now.
Well, then, there you go, honeys. There you go.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, I told you. This time I know it's for real, baby, baby, baby. I got dumped like a I got dumped like a potato full of fish or whatever you call it.
Yeah, me too. Like just
a potato latte.
You got dumped too, Andy. You've got dumped
just now by Chris.
Oh, you had a long relationship though. It was so coda though. It was so coda. I think you went. Yeah, I think you went. I think you started too fast.
Man,
you should have gotten to know each other.
Man,
what?
Do you think this is something that your mother would do? Do you think that she would make, you know, 24 potato latkes and send them by USPS to you?
JT, how big is it around?
I don't know. I never
mentioned it. JT, I need pictures because you keep promising me that you'll send pictures. But
I
never
would
did.
Never. You're my friend. I would never send you pictures.
Oh, so I have to come and see it in person?
Hey, you had an open invitation and you denied it.
You invited him to see your West Bangs?
No, I invited him to come and visit and he denied us.
Right. Like Andy would ever not be housebound except to see his stepmother. Hansel and Gretel. You know, his stepmother, it's like, what's that, the Hansel and Gretel? She tried to stick, she tried to shove him in the oven, but he wouldn't fit.
No, man.
He got
she's
stuck.
She's like the woman from the Trading Spouses, the one, the crazy Christian. She's not a Christian.
Oh, my God. I have the funniest thing to play. I gotta find this fucking thing. This is what my cleaning woman sent me. Oh, she'd get so mad if she heard me call her that. Let's see. I got to find this. Talk about something while I look for this.
Is she white?
What Chris, the matter? Oh, here it is. Chris. I found it. You can shut up.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yes.
Can we start over?
Listen, a little late for that.
Miss Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Grieg. I know all about it. I ought to play it internationally. Play piano internationally. Compose symphonies. God, this shit, garbage that I don't want.
Garbage.
Why would I have to be a victim of all this garbage, the crap that you like? You know nothing about classical music opera, nothing. You can't sing an opera, you know nothing.
I know, I don't sing opera.
You know nothing.
It does
that
not
doesn't
me.
Mean that I don't enjoy it.
You know nothing. I sing everything perfectly. No pressure. Nothing. Oh, God, on a wheel.
In Las Vegas.
Oh, shut up.
I saw that Merle show.
Oh,
I enjoy it very much.
Burl.
And I must say, enjoy Martha Ray. She appeared on the same program with Lena Horne.
Bad.
I saw that.
My ultra rehearsed.
And of course, in the nightclub, Martha has a dirty show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For comedy, you know.
Honey, I want to live in a world that I'm used to, coming home and putting on my opera, my concerto, live in this shithole. This shithole downtown.
Ooh.
Where all my money is gone. Gone. This garbage hole.
Well, everybody either
shut up.
It money or marry it or make it yourself.
Oh,
now there's
up.
Only three ways.
Did
well,
you
did you ever?
I had a little bit, yes.
Please
don't worry about it.
But I'm not basically unhappy.
Basically, sit in this shithole.
Well, all right. I've had to adjust.
Oh, shut up. Shut up!
Okay, Cheryl, I sent you and Andy the link to that video.
Yes.
You have to see how pretty those ladies are. Have you heard this one before, Cheryl?
No.
Oh, it's real good. Especially, you got to let it get to the other lady. When they pander her, she's really ugly. Not as ugly as you. Okay, what's going on? Is there some back talk here? What's going on? Am I missing something? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is there a fight going on in the back channel?
JT's trying to get me to send him nude pictures, and I said no.
JT, no. No. Stay away.
He's such a pig.
I'm not in the back channel, so I don't know.
JT, you have a boyfriend.
JT, were you in a boy band before?
Yeah, I was in NSYNC. Lance Bass and I slept together.
JT has a boyfriend, Chris.
I don't. Keep that in mind. And JT's not fat. JT is super, super skinny.
Well, that's why he has the 8-inch cock.
Who said he's fat? Minute. I was talking about his penis, you stupid bitch.
Hold on.
What?
Who's the one the program? I'm confused.
Well, if you were on Skype instead of your fucking lazy-ass cell phone, we have Madge Weinstein, JT of JT Online, Andy Melton of ObesityHelp.com, Chris, and Cheryl Prolapse.
Well, honey.
Yeah?
It's JT, honey. She's a member of that Steamworks, isn't she? Mm-hmm. I ain't reading nobody, no, but I'm just saying.
No, my hair isn't blue. I'm not.
Okay.
Can you put some porn on? You have time to measure your penis. Over there. Hey, Carlos.
Very smooth.
Carlos, I'm sorry to bother you, but my producer says that I have to get as many people on the Skype as possible. So that includes you. So now we have Carlos, JT,
Chris,
Andy
I don't
Nelson,
want to lose Chris.
Chris and Cheryl Prolapse.
I like Chris as well.
Carlos is from Tijuana, and he has sex with his girlfriend up the ass so that he can pretend that... Oh, Chris, can you talk about that new sex craze? Or Carlos, sure, that new sex craze you were talking about where you do pull-ups and get a finger up your ass?
Yeah, it's called it's actually... It doesn't really have to do with the finger in the ass, but it kind of, like, enhances the whole experience. It's... Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Go talk about the finger in the ass. And
your sound quality sucks.
Shut up, fatty.
It's called the abdominal orgasm. It's basically you kind of do, there's this exercise at the gym. There's this exercise machine. It's called the, it's called by several different things. A captain's chair, power, tower of power, power tower, I think. Basically you hold your legs in front of you, like for the longest time as possible. And then, you orgasm. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. Yeah.
It's stupid.
Wait, is this something not. Andy could do?
Anybody can do this.
And how do you do it? You just lift your legs up?
Yeah.
And you're basically holding yourself up by your arms?
Yeah, and you have to have your legs up correctly. I mean, yes.
How the fuck does that give you an orgasm?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Please explain it again.
Show the video. You have
Andy
a YouTube.
Andy has tried everything.
Andy, you've never had an orgasm?
Oh, honey.
Yeah. By himself.
JT, you've had time to get an erection by watching porn, so you can measure the circumference. We are waiting.
That's what you have to do. You can also lie on the floor and then have somebody sit on your legs. And then you lift yourself up at like a 45-degree angle.
This is yoga. This is yoga. I do that in yoga. I don't get no orgasms.
Yeah,
you can get a prolapse by doing that.
You can have an orgasm and you have somebody...
Yeah, and a prolapse. You're right.
You can have somebody stick a finger in your ass and, that kind of helps you out. They can also, like,
masturbate. Wait.
And what is this practice called? Shut up, Cheryl. What is this practice called?
It doesn't have a name yet. I don't know.
No, you told me on the Skype yesterday it had the name. You told me. Yes, you did.
I don't know. I mean, it's I've heard it as
now I have to go through my logs.
I've heard it as abdominal orgasm.
No, you called it something. And you sent me a picture. You sent me a YouTube video of it.
Yeah, I have a personal name for
here
this.
Here it is. Chupame la verga. Chup, chup, chup. Chupame grandota. Solo para T match. Solo para T. What is that? What? Hello?
Hello?
This is very interesting.
Chupa mui grandota, sola para ti, Madge, sola para ti.
Yeah. That's only vaguely related to the abdominal orgasm.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
Cheryl, what question did you want to ask?
I want to ask how you do this in a clitorid. If you're sitting there like your name's Wanda Wisdom and you're doing your legs and you're punishing your legs, she always says, how are you going to sit in the middle of the gym with your short shorts on, exposing yourself, and you're going to get fingered in the middle of the gym? I mean, it's not a leap, but I'm just curious.
So if somebody used Andy's stomach as a trampoline, would he get an orgasm?
Sure, because, I mean, as long as you can lift your legs, as long as you can hold...
He can't.
Yes, you can. I mean, it's just the effort that actually makes you come. It doesn't... You don't really have to even, like, lift them completely. It's just the effort.
I'm lifting my arms and legs right now, and I'm not.
Look, Cheryl, you better, like, buy one of those things where you put into your throat so people
Cheryl.
Can actually understand...
Cheryl, I have a question for you that I just got in the email from one of my listeners.
Right.
Madge, do you think it's wrong to trick people when you have a fungus?
To what? What do you mean?
I don't know. That's all she wrote. Do you think
you
it's wrong
like
to trick?
Isn't that a fungus?
In other words, do you think it's wrong to trick with people when you have a fungus? In other words, is it wrong to have sex with people when you have a fungus?
Well, first you could ask Pratt. Second, and she'd say no when he was born. Second, you could ask Corius, because I'm sure that he's doing that. Okay. Come on.
That's not
what
a...
What you think, Nate?
What do you think, Andy? You're sexually experienced.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
Carlos?
Fungus? Yeah, I guess. As long as it's not transmittable by the sex act, you know, and you take precautions, sure, why not?
I think it's morally reprehensible.
Well, where would the fungus be, I wonder?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it on its toe? Where is it at?
It's just rather small, because I know he has issues with the fungus on the feet.
No, diabetes feet. Not today.
Oh, okay. I do like the diabetes feet. I thought we were going to call the Diabetic Association, man.
Oh, we can call them.
I think the fungus is at the base of the penis.
How would you know? Chris. Are you just guessing?
Chris is on Craigslist,
still
the toy.
Yes.
Thank you, Drew Levine.
Yes, the fungus is at the base of the penis.
All right, guys.
Oh, Carlos said goodbye. He was... That's why.
Oh my God! I can hear again.
Where was the fungus?
It started on the head of the penis, and I've been treating it for many many days with antifungal cream, and then I thought it was gone, so I was still wearing underwear, you know, whatever. I usually kind of wear the same underwear, and then it came back, spread to the base of my penis.
I know how to do laundry.
What?
No, so it's almost gone, but it's like there's still
Andy.
Some like chafing, you know, from it.
Well, Andy,
and it's
I
something
don't think
like
I want to chew with him until he gets rid of this.
One at a time.
And he has two pairs of pants.
Here's my question.
Cheryl, I think a penile fungus is a little bit more interesting than Andy's pants for the 800th time, don't you? Good Lord.
It's essentially, let's just call it by... Its popular name is Jockage. So,
okay.
But let's say someone's, you know, giving you oral pleasure and they can like taste the fungus, or not taste it, but feel the roughness of the fungus. It's rough.
What do it taste like?
So it's
what do it be taste like?
It doesn't taste. It's just skin. I don't know. I haven't really gone down there and checked it out. But
can you eat yourself out?
I think it's tasteless. No, I can't do that. It's tasteless.
Okay. So what's the problem then with the fungus?
No, I'm just saying it's a big pain in the ass because it's who are you? It's not disgusting. It's a fungus.
Oh, it's not disgusting.
What?
I don't think it's disgusting.
No, it's not. Fungus is fungi are great.
Fungi.
They look good on.
They're fun. Well, I just have been like, no one's asked, but I mean, if someone asks, I'm just going to be like, no, just chafed.
Would somebody just notice chafed. It?
Only fat people chafed.
Yeah.
That's Andy.
Andy, do you chafe? We've never really talked about your thighs rubbing together.
He doesn't get out of his chair. Of course it doesn't happen.
Andy, do you have holes in your shorts where your legs rub?
Andy.
Chris, ask Andy.
Andy, please, I'm serious. Andy. I just have a question. I've never asked you this, and I think it's fair game. Do your thighs rub together? Go ahead, Chris, you ask. He'll answer you.
Well, I was going to ask Andy if he was a top or a bottom or whatever.
He's a bottom.
He's a virgin. Andy.
He says he's a bottom, but I don't know why.
He can answer for Andy. Why are you giving me the silent treatment after all I've done for you?
Dad's probably woke up.
I'm gonna Google pictures of fungus.
Andy, who got you the nice iPod Touch? Don't say Wayne.
That's a good band name.
Andy, come on! I just want to know if you
actually it was free.
Andy. Do your thighs rub together or not?
No.
Lies.
How could they not? Seriously.
Andy, you have holes in your shorts where they rub together.
I mean, my thighs rub together, and I only weigh 200-something pounds.
They do?
Now, what does its chafing look like? And how big would you say the chafing is? Like the size of a grapefruit or what?
Okay, in that case, seriously, no.
Well, then how big is the... Your thighs don't rub together? I mean, you don't have any chafing from between... Is the thigh the inner portion? Yes. It's the part that touches each other when you're... It's the part
They're not touching together now.
Because you're... Oh, God.
Sitting down.
Because your legs are spread at eagle, right? Imagining Chris's bunny eating you out or something, right? Are you masturbating right now?
The black bunny.
Because he doesn't like me, so I'm sad now.
He does like you. He's just pretending. It has to go back and forth for a while. And then you have to go to Key West together, and then he'll start hating you. It takes time. Don't worry. Please, don't worry about it. Andy, I want to talk about your chafing. Come on, we've never discussed this, and I find it exciting to know.
I don't know what it is.
When you walk, do your thighs touch each other and squeak?
No.
Andy, what did you eat earlier that made you have a diarrhea?
Peas.
Wait a minute, you ate peas, and what happened?
I had to use an entire roll of toilet paper.
Why? How do you need it? I've never in my life used a whole roll of toilet paper.
For a muffler.
Did it bleed? Did your ass bleed? Or was it...
Wait, for a what?
A muffler.
Oh, my God. What do you mean, a muffler? Huh? What happened?
Cheryl knows what a muffler is.
Yes. He had to use a ton of toilet paper to cover his anus so that it wasn't so loud. So that the family wouldn't hear. And yet, when he was covering it up, shit splatter everywhere. Because it hits the toilet paper and ricocheted off.
Andy, why do you... First of all, I never knew that. That's a good tip. Thank you. Secondly, why do you care what they... If they hear you shit farting, wouldn't you rather hear them... Have them hear you shit farting or sharding, as the kids say, rather than having to make... to have to clean up your own duty from the walls? Here, this is an...
I would rather clean it up.
Hang on, I have to play an apropos clip. One moment, please. Shut up! It's coming.
No!
Coming. Shush.
There are more fat people in America than there are people. That's why weight loss instructor Marjorie Dawes has come from Britain to dispense some dietary advice.
Hello, fatties! Lovely to see you. Now, those of you who read the Fat Farters newsletter will be aware that Fat Farters has a new spokesperson. And we're very lucky because she's paying a visit to our branch tonight. So, will you please give a very warm Fat Fighters welcome to Rosie O'Donnell?
Andy Meltzer.
This one is the best.
Thank you. Lovely. So, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
So, Rosie O.
Is that just Rosie?
Rosie.
So,
Rosie, I've been reading all about you in the Fat Fighters newsletter. Mm-hmm. I know you had your own talk show.
Yes.
Until Ellen DeGeneres filled your slot. And then it says here also that you've been in some movies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
League of Their Own, The Flintstones. Mm-hmm. What's this one? Sleepless in Seattle. I've seen it. I don't remember you in it, but we'll take your word for it. It says here that you are a lesbian, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Marjorie.
Now, Rosie,
yes.
You and, I know you won't mind me saying it, you have had issues with your weight.
I have.
You have. She has. She's big.
Yeah.
She's a big lady. She's a big lesbian lady.
Well, you know, Marjorie, here in America, a lot of us have weight issues. It affects us.
Are you fat because you're a lesbian, or are you a lesbian because you're fat?
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, did you find it hard to get a man because of the weight and then think maybe I'll go lesbian? Or
Marjorie, no. Personally, I think that you're born gay, but I'm proud of who I am. I'm a lesbian woman. Yes. I'm in a relationship. Yes. My partner and I have four beautiful children, so... Oh, thank you.
Okay.
But you know, Marjorie, I'm actually here to talk about weight. So could we just maybe talk about that, please?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Can we just stick to weight, please? Thank you. Okay, so let's open it up to the group. Who's got a question for Rosie? But can we just not go on about her sexuality? Please.
Thank you.
Let's just stick to why she's so fat. Okay. Lost cause.
Hello, Rosie.
Hey, Anna. Hi.
Rosie, do you have any advice for people like me who are on different diets for year after year and never seem to lose any weight?
The important thing, Hannah, is that you're healthy and that you're happy. You know, are you happy with your size?
Well...
No, she's not. She's very fat, Rosie.
I am happy with my size.
Well, good for you. That's great and you're beautiful.
She's not lesbian, Rosie. Okay. Right. Let's think. Another question. Yes, my illegal friend, yes.
I often find I'm doing really good with my diet. And then I go on myself and buy a big bar of chocolate.
Yes.
Rosie, what's your weakness?
Well,
couldn't understand a word. Sorry, Rosie, I should have warned you. She's Filipino.
Mexican.
Same thing, innit? Okay. Let's have another question. Let's have one from the morbidly obese contingent. The dangerously fat man over there.
Okay, all right. You know what, Marjorie? I really cannot believe how you treat people. You're absolutely rude. You're homophobic. You're racist. You're meant to help these people, and you keep ridiculing them about their size. It's disgusting.
And licking another woman's vagina isn't.
All right. That was fun.
Matt, you're so good with timing, and what did that have to do with diarrhea and muffling?
Well,
and also toilet paper.
And licking another woman's vagina is not.
I just felt we needed a break.
An entire rule of toilet paper.
And licking another woman's vagina is not.
Well, because I get complaints that it's the Andy Melton show, so we have to have a break.
Well, I'm just curious. For a woman, Andy Melton, that is so low income that you can't even afford vegetables, how is it that you can use a whole rule of toilet paper and nobody to get mad at you? For one time in the bathroom using a whole rule.
Vagina.
Do you put it back?
Vagina.
Andy.
Vagina.
Uh-oh.
Andy, where are you?
Vagina.
I think he's left the room because Chris left. Dades.
Vagina.
Dades.
Chris laying off.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Oh, I'm very sad, too.
He said Andy was getting him really hot, and he couldn't take it. He had to masturbate.
Vagina.
That's understandable. The last time I did that was like 15 days ago.
Thinking
about
Andy Melton,
that
is. Maybe we can have some RV talk.
We'll
pretend we're a car talk only for RVs. I don't think this thing is good. Why does she put her Skype on if she's not there?
It's true.
God damn it, she's drinking again.
Who are you talking about?
Who
Andy Vera?
Oh, she says hang on.
Or are you talking about Wayne?
Talk, Cheryl. I'm typing to Vera.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm all right.
Right. Well, how was your day today?
Sucked ass, but, Look.
I didn't suck any ass today.
No, I said my day.
Well, look at it this way. Look at it this way, Cheryl.
I'm not dead. I'm ugly, though.
You still have one cunny. You may have lost an ovary, but you still have your cunny.
I'll always have my cunny.
Hi, Auntie Vera. Look, Andy's here.
Hi, Andy. No, he left us, remember?
Did he leave?
He's called the diarrhea.
I can hear you, Vera. Yeah. The problem is Andy left, but he's still on the line. He must have had to go shit. He is so stupid. He doesn't realize he just blew his opportunity to talk about your RV.
Listen,
God damn it.
He's got horrible diarrhea, and he's using a whole toilet paper roll in order to muffle the sound of his diarrhea splashes. Every time he goes to the bathroom.
Andy's ruining my show. He's trying to sabotage it. God damn him.
It don't take just one person, man.
I am so angry with him. I finally get Andy Vera on the phone, and then Andy ruins it.
Cheryl, sweetie.
Yes.
How's your ovary?
How you feeling? Are you feeling better?
What do you think?
No, you still feel shitty?
She's on drugs.
What? Thank you, man.
I was just hoping maybe that you felt a little bit better. But
you were hoping that she's dead.
What the hell did I get involved with here?
Woo.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Now I'm not dead. I'm all right. And,
Oh, Andy's back. Andy's back. Hold on. I knew the RV would get him. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me put you... I have to put it together. Hold on. I always get this screwed up with this fucking shit. How the fuck do you do this? When you answer a call, add to conference. That's right. Okay, and Dades is here. Talk RV. This is Car Talk. You've got Andy and Auntie. Car Talk. Take your RV questions now. Car talk. I mean RV talk.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Vera. How are you?
I'm fine, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Okay, pretend you're the net click and clank and we're doing RV talk, and I'll be the first caller. Click and clank or whatever.
What do you want to do, Vera?
How do you
feel
about this economic slowdown?
Cheryl,
and how this affects
it's RV talk. No, I'm asking the first question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Can you say ready? Can you be say something?
Ready.
Clink and clank don't say ready, click and clank. They say something clever.
My engine's running.
Okay. Hello. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Is this really you, click and clack?
This is click and clack. You're on RV talk.
I love you guys. Listen, I have this RV and the sewer tank, I don't know what you call it, where you put the excrement. It overflows all the time.
The Blackwater tank.
The Blackwater tank, right. And it overflows every time I go over a pond.
Well, honey, you're shitting too much.
Huh? Excuse me?
What kind of an RV do you have, caller?
Oh, well,
the sound of the pumping it out. That's what you're going to do.
Well, it's a fifth wheel.
I think it's a red one.
It's a fifth wheel.
Is it a fifth wheel or is it a travel trailer?
Why is Clank so loud in my head?
Because he's an expert.
How down? Okay.
He's aggressively obese.
He's aggressive.
I just lost a boyfriend. Okay.
You're mocking me, you stupid fucking cow.
I just did. He just hung up on us.
He didn't hang up. He said goodbye to me.
Oh.
I ambushed him. He just called to talk to me on the phone, and I'm like, you're coming on my podcast.
He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Let's go back.
Do you need a moment?
It's a Rambler. It's an RV Rambler fifth
okay,
wheel.
Okay, so it's a holiday Rambler?
Yes.
What model is it?
It's the fifth wheel.
Which model is it? Like one of the presidential suite?
Yes, that's the one.
Ultimate Escape.
It's the
Limb Escape, okay?
That's right.
Okay, so what do you need to, what's your question?
I already asked you the question, you stupid fucking cow.
It's a leak.
I just lost a boyfriend. Ask again.
Okay, this is, Cheryl, ask a question. You have a folding camper.
Folding layups.
Okay, I'll ask the next question. I have a toy hauler.
What toy are you hauling?
No, it's designed to haul toys such as cycles, ATVs, etc. And the one I have is, I don't know why this is funny. Click and clank, stop it, laughing at me. I have, hold on.
Yeast infection.
I don't know about you, Click or Clank or whichever one you are, but I hate those toy haulers.
I have a 2008 Weekend Warrior. I'm from Hiawatha, Iowa. Why is that funny, Click and Clack?
This is a serious program.
My countertops.
Please ask a serious question.
I just want to know. My countertops have this dated-looking wood paneling, and how can I get? Can I get granite?
You want to get corian because granite's too heavy.
I want to get what?
You don't want to pull too much with your truck.
What should I get instead? Coral.
Corian countertops, which look like granite, but they're much more lightweight.
Okay, on my RV,
and they're easier to clean because you don't have to seal them every year.
On my
is a countertop a bottom?
My RV, the one I have, one of those diesel. What's the one Vera has? My friend Vera.
The 2004 vacationer.
I have a 2004 vacationer, and it makes a funny noise when I turn the ignition and it won't start.
Well, then don't turn the ignition.
Well, then how can I go anywhere with my wonderful husband that I love so fucking much?
I'm so glad I answered the phone. Who else is on this call?
JT and Cheryl. I think Cheryl.
And my boyfriend was on the call, but he dumped me.
Cheryl, ask a question. You're not holding your weight.
We're Click and Clank. We answer all of your RV questions. Go ahead.
Well, I recently bought an RV because I was very upset that somebody stole my career. Now, I was wondering if perhaps you thought that this purchase could help me to regain my rightful place in Hollywood.
And self-esteem.
And self-esteem as a woman.
I think you could possibly do that, caller. I think you're on the right track. The more you purchase, the happier you're going to be.
I wonder.
And when you start boondocking, you'll grow.
What is boondocking? Is that like space docking with the duty in the freezer?
That's when you go RVing without like hookups.
Oh no!
Oh, that's bear like barebacking. Next caller.
Zero like Frank. JTDM question.
Yeah. Can you put a tanning booth in your RV?
The weekend warrior. Need a powerful generator for that.
That's the holiday tanner.
And if so, what models are most appropriate?
Good question.
We've got the Tanzer 1, Tanzer 2, and Tanzer 3. 3 is the presidential suite with a tanning room.
I think you would like the Airstream Pan America.
You know, I can't believe how expensive these things are. Like, I'm looking at this dinky little thing. It's called the 2008 Weekend Warrior FS 2300. It's $35,000. It's just this tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $35,000. Yep. I mean, you can buy it. What?
I'm going to show you something. There's a video. Well, I'll just tell you about it. There's a video on YouTube.
Get your
this guy. So, Christ, can I spit it out? He built an RV himself for under $10,000.
Cheryl, noise, please.
It is brand new.
That calls for a woo, 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 I think.
Woo, 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 woo. Woo, woo, woo. I built one.
How do you build your own, though? What, did he cut some aluminum himself?
No, I'll send you the link. One moment, please.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, shit. Wow.
He took the back end of a pickup truck.
Where's the
got
link?
A couple 2x4s.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Honey, my ulcer will be hurt.
Is that a question?
No, I'm just saying.
Not judging.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
What hurts, sweetie?
My ulcer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be, bitch. Your fault.
Christ. Why? Because she stole your career? She stole your ovary?
That too. See, I still ain't got nothing from her. I got can't get a check from you, and I get nothing from her. It's making me sad. Well,
Cheryl?
Listen.
Keep a lookout tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
I promise.
Why is it taking so long to load this fifth wheel? Oh, this is going to be horrible. Great, Andy. It's wonderful. It doesn't have any fucking audio. It's just fucking music.
You just have to look at the pictures.
Some of us... right. It's real. It's great, Andy. It's really good for the audience to be able to look at pictures. Thanks.
You can put the link in the show notes.
Nobody's going to care. Who looks at show notes except for the three geeks that always obsessively click refresh to see if I posted anything?
What?
Your mother smells.
What did you say?
Oh, Vera, do you have any questions about Andy's sister's vagina surgery?
Oh, my God. That is none of anybody's business.
Oh, my gosh. What about it? What's he do? I'm behind here.
Andy, all I wanted to know is what was the bathtub cleaned out with?
He hung up again. Okay, well, it's time to move on to Diabetes Expo. It's a trade show. It's one-stop shopping for everything related to diabetes. Healthy eating and active living. No matter how you describe it, the American Diabetes Association Expo provides the most comprehensive array of diabetes-related products. Let's look at
diabetes.
How come Andy hangs up every time we ask about his sister's vagina surgery?
I wonder why.
Well, Cheryl's the one that told me. It's not like I'm betraying anyone.
Listen, you could stop mentioning it, Mary.
Diabetes affects the body's circulation, which in turn affects the feet. Extreme causes of nerve and foot disorders. Neuropathy may lead to foot or leg.
Smell.
Amputation. How to care for your feet. Check feet daily for cuts, sores, red spots, swelling, and infected toenails. Keep the top and bottom of the feet skin soft and smooth by using a skin cream, lotion, or petroleum jelly. Smooth corns and calluses gently. Check with your healthcare provider for proper care. Trim toenails each week or as needed. Cut nails straight across and file the edges. Never walk barefoot, Cheryl. Wear your shoes and socks, preferably cotton or wool, at all times to protect feet from injury. Remember to shake out your toes before putting them on, since a small pebble or glass... Shake out your shoes. Wear shoes... Wear shoes that... Hey, I'm a voice actor. Shut up. let's see. Wear shoes that fit well. Shape of feet may change due to poor-fitting shoes. If you have lost feeling in your feet, ask your health provider for advice on proper shoes. It says basically you should ask your doctor. So, Cheryl, I would ask your doctor, if Schmagma. I were you, about diabetes feet.
Schmagma.
That's right. Schmagma. Hold on. I need some relevant clips here. Just a sec.
We're not going anywhere.
Diabetes feet.
Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has a sort of angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please don't worry. Now, this phase is a normal phase of emotional development. There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly normal. You're growing up. We'll have to call you Mister. This may be very embarrassing to him, but it's perfectly normal. So please, one testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal. One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal. Please don't worry about it. Please. Please don't. Please. Please. Please don't. Please. Please. Please don't do that to each other. Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly. Please don't make fun of him at this time. Please don't be concerned.
That last one was strange. Please don't make fun of him.
People will say to me, Dr. Liswood, tell me, what is love? Love is a relationship between a husband and wife, which you build through the years. It takes many, many years to build it. It's not a question of a husband thinking.
No. It takes 2 weeks. That's all. It takes 2 weeks. At your parents' condominium in South Chicago. What?
I need to go to sleep. I'm very tired.
Thank God.
It's like 9 o'clock your time.
Let me find one more clip.
It's 11:16.
I didn't realize you weren't still in California.
A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
Vera, are you still there?
I'm here.
Well, thank you for participating on this show, everyone. And it was horrible. And thanks for making it even more horrible with your own appearances.
All right, Maggie. I'll enjoy hearing the end of the program in about a week.
Yeah, it'll be a week because I still have to post Rachel's show, which was horrible.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Adios.
Bye.
Okay, now let's play a song. I want to play something from Amy Abdu. I ripped one of her albums that I hadn't ripped before. Amy Abdu. Oh, Christ. Okay. This song is called Murderous by Amy Abdu, also known as Bicycle Mark's roommate. I can't call her that because she's much more than that. It's Murderous. I don't even know if I've ever heard it, but I like the name. And I like all of her songs. Amy Abdu, A-B-D-O-U. I never said it was my right.
inside.